Welcome and thank you for joining us for this service at Plymouth Presbyterian Church in St. Helens, Oregon. This is from the January 29th, 2023 service at Plymouth, the fourth Sunday after Epiphany. The sermon will be delivered by our pastor, the Reverend Paulette Mixon Weller.
O Lord, who may abide in your tent?
Who may dwell on your holy hill?
Those who walk blamelessly.
And do what is right, and speak the truth from their heart.
Those who do not slander with their tongue.
And do no evil to their friends.
They shall never be moved.
Praise be to our gracious God.
Let us worship the Lord.
Next is the hymn, Make Me a Channel of Your Peace. Next is the hymn, Change My Heart, O God.
Thank you.
The first scripture reading this morning is Micah 6, 1 through 8. I'm reading from the New International Version. Listen to the Lord's case against Israel. Listen to what the Lord says. Stand up, plead my case before the mountains. Let the hills hear what you have to say. Hear, you mountains, the Lord's accusation. Listen, you everlasting foundations of the earth. For the Lord has a case against his people. He is lodging a charge against Israel. My people, what have I done to you? How have I burdened you? Answer me. I brought you up out of Egypt and redeemed you from the land of slavery. I sent Moses to lead you, also Aaron and Miriam. And people, remember that Balak, king of Moab, plotted, and what Balaam, son of Beor, answered. Remember your journey from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the righteous acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow down before the exalted King, God, excuse me? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams and 10,000 rivers of olive oil? Shall I offer my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. This is the word of God.
Next is the hymn, What Does the Lord Require?
Turn to our gospel lesson in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. So this is typically thought of as the Sermon on the Mount. But you falsely, on my account, rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The word of the Lord. Please pray with me. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts kingdom. It really was magical. So I made shirts from our trip, our family's trip from 1977. The Magic Kingdom had turned 50 years old last year. And so things from around the time we were there were everywhere, which made it even more special. Been an amazing actress in a lot of Disney movies. You get a free pass to come into the Magic Kingdom anytime. So, you know, there are perks for certain people in this throw out the name of God anytime. So, those who we expect to be honored in the kingdom of God are not honored, and those we do not expect to be honored are honored, which is pretty cool. So Jesus sits down on the mountain with his disciples, and I didn't really realize that he's only talking to his disciples. And at this point in the Gospel of Matthew, he only has four disciples. So it was Jesus talking to a very small group. And there was a big crowd, but they were kind of doing their own thing. So this was really a message for those who had committed their lives to him, those who he knew would take the message out and spread the word. So it was really a part of their teaching and their development as disciples. So he teaches them that God's kingdom is different. It's based on grace and compassion, not merit or riches. Blessed are the poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. You, when you are reviled, persecuted, falsely gossiped about. The opposite of who we expect to be blessed are blessed. We expect those who achieve to be blessed. I mean, we kind of do. If we think about it, we expect those who work hard, those who reach their goals, those are the blessed ones. One edge of the gospel is dealing with that expectation that we have and opening up our heart to blessing those who we might falsely judge and feel don't deserve blessings. And who in the world are we to think that? But we do think that if we're honest with ourselves sometimes. And that's part of following Jesus, is being honest when we have those moments. So I recently heard this story. A busy executive boarded a plane, and she hurried to her seat. She put down her fancy purse. You know, she realized that she was sitting next to an older man who kind of smelled a little bit and had really old, tattered clothes. "I'm sorry, ma'am, but the economy cabin is fully booked." The woman replied, "But I'm not going to travel beside a worthless bum. Do something." So while the man stared in disbelief, the flight attendant responded, "I'll talk to the captain about this." The flight attendant went to the captain and asked, "Captain, a woman feels uncomfortable sitting beside a poor elderly man. What should we do?" So surprisingly, the captain's face changed. He looked amused and said, "This woman is interesting. I've never encountered an issue like this before. I have a plan. Listen." And the captain relayed to the flight attendant what he wanted to do. The flight attendant was stunned and amazed at this plan. So a few minutes later, the flight attendant returned. "The captain said we could use an open seat in first class. He also wants to apologize for having to travel with such a terrible person." As the woman rose out of her seat, the flight attendant reached out her arm towards the elderly man. "Sir, will you please follow me?" To which the plane applauded. Who do we expect to be honored? By which rules are we playing our life? The Beatitudes are so countercultural. God's kingdom is countercultural. Our text from Micah this morning talks about how to come before God. And I love it. And it makes me think of how our parents want us to come before them. What does God require of us? Is it a huge offering or great riches? What does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? If we live our lives according to these requirements, those around us will be blessed. God cares how we treat each other. Our faith is demonstrated in the very way we treat others. Notice that we don't run with God, trying to keep up while we are gasping for air. We are to walk with God. Step by step, God transforms us for the kingdom. We live into the kingdom of God. We aren't called to burn out for Jesus, but to shine as God made us. Each one of us, each one of you, has gifts to share, unique and wonderful gifts that only you can bring to the table in God's kingdom. So I know I've said this before, but my daughter Chloe was 6, and she's now a senior in high school. So we had spent a lot of time talking about how God gives each of us gifts. And we'd just gone to a Girl Scout meeting. I was the Girl Scout leader. And my daughter, on the way home, said to me, "Mom, I know what your present is." And I was like, what do you mean? Is it like my birthday?" She said, "No, your present from God." I was like, "Oh, okay, what do you think?" She said, "I think you can talk to anybody." And I said, I don't know about that, but I loved that idea of a present from God. You know, that we unwrap and we find out what's inside, because we have to do the work to figure out who we are so that we can really blossom, because each one of us has something to give that no one else has to give the world. Well, in God's kingdom, we don't keep our gifts to ourselves. We share them. Loving community is God's intention. What does the Lord require of us? To do justice and love kindness and walk humbly with our God. Don't grow tired and weary as you walk. Stop and be refreshed. Don't be blinded by the culture into striving to find your own glory, but honor those who are poor in spirit, those who are struggling, those who need a hand. Amen.
Next is the hymn, "Breathe on Me, Breath of God."
Lord, we pray as your Son taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Let's pray. O Lord, creator of the world and lover of our hearts, we give back to you things to be used for your kingdom. We give of our time, we give of our talents, we give of our money. God, we pray that you will use it to do great things. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Next is the hymn, "Called as Partners in Christ's Service."
Thank you.
So I'm going to do the benediction, and then we're going to sing Go With God, but we don't want you to go with God. We want you to stay with God and come to the annual meeting. So we'll just sing, and then we'll sit back down, hopefully, if you can stay. But when we do go out, and we even have a congregational meeting, knowing that the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, and the peace of Christ are with us in all that we do as we walk side by side, hand in hand with God. May we be changed. May we be ever more loving as we follow Jesus. Amen.